every Monday evening right here from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, only on Revolution Radio. Oh, and you don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution Radio!
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com.
Good morning, everybody. We are live on Studio A with everybody's favorite politically incorrect host, Mitchell Bob.
Yeah.
Hey, hello. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are truly witnessing the evolution of revolution. That everybody just kind of follows along in a docile manner. I knew something was wrong.
Okay, now it's time for the regressive establishment's worst nightmare and the world's most dangerous radio host. Tell them how you feel, Mitchell.
Everybody, it's that time for the Revolution in the Morning show. It's time to get awoke, and in the real world. Come on down, www.revolution.radio, freedomslips.com, streaming across the internets from Franklin County, Virginia, home of Virginia's 5th Congressional District, where we're flipping the script and we are changing the world. That's right. So good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everybody around the world. I'm your host, Mitchell Bupp. Welcome to this evolution of the revolution here on listener supported and commercial-free Revolution Radio. So come on down to the website, freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. Catch us on iTunes, talkstreamlive.com, TuneIn, Shoutcast, Winamp, many other places that we stream across 31 different streaming services. Come on to the website. There's places to listen there in Studio A, Studio B. Use the call-in to listen line. That's right. You can call in and listen to Revolution Radio. Get the truth you've been missing. Give us a call. Here's the number. You got your phone ready? You got a pen or pencil ready? You got your spray can of paint ready so you can write it on the wall of your garage that faces the road. And www.revolution.radio, freedomslips.com, 605-468-4702, ladies and gentlemen. And join us today. Be one of those that changes the world. It doesn't take much. All you have to do is tell the truth. And you can, wow, you can trigger responses that are, well, let's just say, out of the extraordinary. So remember, the modern day Hegelian dialectic of problem, reaction, solution has been morphed into the weaponization, the monetization, the politicization of everything under the sun. because the powers that should not be, they believe that they are unstoppable. Donald Trump is the accidental president. I believe it was divine intervention. May not be the Holy Grail with somebody that is a white knight and has never done anything wrong. Hey, do we really need another Jimmy Carter in the White House? Or do we need somebody that has the experience dealing with complicated systems as a corporate manager has to, and being honest? Let's be real. If Donald Trump was a crook, he'd already be impeached for being a crook. After $30 to $40 million in Sideshow Bob and the special counsel and the hack Democrat lawyers who attempted to take down the president. Hey, here's my morning tea toasting to you guys and getting your rightful due, being exposed as enemies of the American people and agents of the state, the deep state shadow government that has taken over our nation's legislative, judicial, intelligence, and many other areas that our government is involved in. So, yeah, craziness, isn't it? So, let's get over here to the news and information section of this show and get the truth, okay? Scroll on down here. Let's find out what's going on. What's the biggest truth that has come out in recent times? Well, just yesterday, I should say. Bubba Smollett of NASCAR and the Richard Petty family is essentially a paranoid, hateful group of people, evidently. Of course, NASCAR trying to create this social justice image of political correctness is going to destroy motorsports, I should say NASCAR, as we know it. This thirst to be politically correct because it's profitable. Just like the National Bootlickers Association, the NBA, who sided with the Chinese government and told coaches and players, you cannot protest the Chinese government because it's going to cost us $1 billion. Yeah. So what does NASCAR do? NASCAR, always a traditional Southern sport. That's right. Started in with moonshine running in Virginia and North Carolina, Georgia, and other areas of the South. Okay. So the race car drivers, that's right, race car drivers are trying to cast off an image that was never theirs. They're trying to make themselves palatable to and market themselves to the masses of asses, the soy boys of America. Will never really like NASCAR because they hate competition. Yeah, that's right. Bubba Smollett. As everybody knew from the beginning, it was a massive hoax on the American people and NASCAR fans themselves. And the France family and the rest of the assholes in the corporate world of NASCAR had better pull their politically correct head out of their incorrect political ass and be real people instead of bigoted, racist, social justice Klansmen who have essentially become the 21st century KKK. Today, we see the liberal media, ABC, NBC, CBS, even Fox News at times, support the modern day Klansmen who are attacking people basically because of their skin color. Yeah. So the media, just as the media in the South under the Democrat-controlled governors supported Jim Crow laws, racial marriage bans, gun control laws, anything they could do, poll taxes, literacy tests, all this different stuff. Anything they could do to stop a person from voting, they did. So today, Democrats, they even want illegal immigrants overseas to vote if they had the chance. The craziness and the idiocracy of it is. An Arizona megachurch that is set to host a Trump rally really falsely claims its air filter zaps COVID-19. Yes, Dream City, ladies and gentlemen, in Arizona, Dream City's church claim is absurd. And it really is absurd. Now, here's the thing. Here's the ticket. They may have a filter. They may have a high-efficiency particulate or a high efficiency biofilter with ultraviolet to kill germs and bacterias and everything else, right? But here's the problem. Unless you're immediately changing over all the air within the 3,000 seat arena, you can't stop the spread of the coronavirus, because somebody is going to be, within the same room, a bunch of people in the same room. So, look, I do side, write this story on the Daily Beastie, dailybeast.com, right? I agree with it. I think this is just another twist of truth and reality. And the problem is, and honestly, that's why Democrats and that's why Republicans hate me, because I call them both out on their honky horse shit that they keep lying to me and you about. Oh, it kills 99.9% of COVID within 10 minutes. Luke Barnett, Dream City Church, the church's pastor, said in the same video that the church had installed clean air EXP filter units. It's a technology developed by some members of the church, Barnett said, and it's allegedly kills 99% of the COVID within 10 minutes. Okay, you got a 1,000 seat stadium. So you're saying that you change the air over in that stadium, in that entire room, every 10 minutes. Yeah. Okay. The Clean Air EXP system, built by a Phoenix-based company by the same name, is a combination filter and sensor that works with a building's existing air conditioning system. Clean Air explains on its website that the product can clean indoor air allergens, pathogens, odors, smoke, mold, ozone, and harmful chemicals. Yeah, so according to the claim on the video, here's the thing. Cubic volume of air in that sanctuary, because that's what it is. It's a church. It's a sanctuary, right? So their airflow system, it's basically saying that it's changing over all that air is being moved and processed through that filter within 10 minutes. I mean, this is what it appears. Okay. Of course, no air is going to blow through a filter and take 10 minutes to go through the filter, right? Because if air takes 10 minutes to go through a filter, maybe you've already lost, right? That's like trying to filter out toilet paper out of your water that's recycled from the sewage plant. You can't do it. It just tears down into smaller and smaller pieces. This is why in Florida so many people have household water filter systems for their house. Because, you know, if you tap a glass of regular water and it's not filtered, you might actually see itsy bitsy pieces of toilet paper floating around in there. Yeah, just the basic truth that, hey, nobody, you know, there are so many weird truths that we live with, we don't even think about it. Yeah, Trump tells aides he supports a second round of stimulus checks. But within the White House, doubts and divisions remain on whether it is really a good idea. Well, let's see. The corporations. Corporations are an independent entity who should not get a dollar loan from the government. If the business model of a corporation is such that it wants to strip its assets and leave it financially insecure every time it pays off its dividends, then you leave your company in a weakened position. Therefore, it becomes laden with debt, and it just escalates. It's you know, a corporation getting trouble in debt is really no different than the average person getting in trouble with debt. You know, not all the time, but many times the consumer or the corporation, they slowly get into debt. And before they know it, they're up over their eyeballs in money they can't repay. And that's part of the problem within our system. Corporations and the way they exist today. Because a corporation, this entity made for profit, a business model made purely for profit, and to shield the executives and the upper management from the consequences and the actions of the bankers, the politicians, and everybody else. They get coverage, we get the debt, and we end up facing a life of debt slavery. Corporate business models like education today, where students are essentially, you know, they buy a house before they're 21 and the government funded it and the government paid for it. And you wonder why we have such a student debt problem. You wonder why, you know, the price of education has gone through the roof. It's really essentially just like the housing market, because the government provided basically unlimited funds to every student that would ask for them. The colleges and universities are able to bump up their prices. This is just one of the reasons why education is basically, it's overpriced and overrated today. College education, or should we call that more liberal mind control and programming? Probably is a better idea for that. COVID-19 cases surged last week in Arizona. In fact, according to an article I read yesterday, the number of people that are confirmed to be infected was up 77% in one day, up by a number of 3,000-plus people. And let's see, what is the population of Arizona? Yeah, 7.2 million people. You know, the media and all the hype and all the disinformation and misinformation that we are getting, you know, there needs to be some basic facts that we need to get out about the COVID-19. Number one, it is a very serious infection. It can be, and it is serious, because some people are really susceptible to it. Those that have comorbidity issues, in other words, in layman's terms, okay, if you got one foot in the grave and the other on a banana peel, you have to be extra careful. We also now know, we have more and more information coming out, that the population over the age of 70 is not as susceptible as we first thought. What we're seeing is, because we have such a large population of elderly people, that even, you know, a 0.5% or a 1% death rate amongst those people can be cause for alarm. Calls for alarm, not calls for panic, not calls to shut down every business, small and large, and then essentially let those who are the largest and biggest businesses continue almost as normal and gain more market share. More than 100,000 small businesses are dead right now in the United States. Many more are dying. And one of the reasons is because of the overreaction, the panic by those that are supposed to be cool-headed and in charge and give you proper and correct information so you can protect yourself. It is clear that the U.S. government and the CDC, the National Institutes of Health, they panicked when they saw what was happening in China. Now, here's the problem. China, because it is run by the Chinese Communist Party, they really don't have good people skills, you know, good government skills. In China, whatever the government says, you better do or you're going to disappear. Here in the United States, we live by a rule of freedom. In China, they live by a rule of being suppressed, being propagandized. Oh, that's us too, isn't it? Ever since Obama allowed the removed the Smith-Mundt Act, and that we are now subject to propaganda. One of the reasons that this was done, and this is another thing that you will not hear from any other candidate, is that today we are living under the continued operations of co-in-pro-tel, B basically the government manipulating individuals, activist groups, political movements, infiltrating them, and then using them as a weapon or a tool against the rest of us. Today, we are looking at a counterintelligence political coup in the United States. So we now know and understand. And we can look back across time and we can see it now. Of course, you know, hindsight is usually, well, is usually 2020, right? Hey, hindsight 2020. Hell, there's a good another good campaign slogan. Hindsight 2020. What have the Democrat and Republican candidates done with our government? They used it for their own private, nonprofit, political, corporate benefits. They have essentially stolen and corrupted the administration of every department of government that we have. The only question is, how deep does that corruption go? We'll be right back. Station promotions are rolling right now.
You. If you're not in control, then someone else is. Join me, Ivy West, for Voices on the Wind, Saturday. I discuss government, health, metaphysics, suppressed science, universal mysteries, little-known incredible facts, alternative energies, and even more than you can imagine. Won't you join us on Revolution Radio Saturdays? For Voices on the Wind, with me, Ivy West.
There are lives in the balance, people under fire, children at the cannons. There are...
Because if your head's in the sand, your tail is a target.
Looking good, looking good. Hi, I am looking good. Hello, folks. Karl Marx here. I was just taking some selfies. I look particularly good today. The humidity is just right for my hair. One more. Okay, two more. Ah, wunderbar. Looking good, Karl.
Want to learn more about the Marxist agenda and other important stuff? Listen to The Ultimate Remedy with L.B. Bork, Tuesdays, 6 p.m. Eastern. Right here on Revolution Radio.
Revolution Radio, every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
I
I want to thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution, Revolution Radio!
All right, let's show them what we got here.
Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Yeehaw! Good morning, everybody. Welcome back. It's the Revolution in the Morning Show, streaming live from Franklin County, Virginia, where the moon shines bright down in the hollows. All day, all night, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. Franklin County, Virginia, made famous by moonshining. That's right. If you have ever watched A&E Moonshiners and you enjoyed the adventures of Tickle, I believe was his name, and I'm trying to think of that. I believe his name was Mike, the other guy that was with him. That's still Tickle, and the guy is still. I don't think I recognize the intersection where they would turn off the road and go down through the cornfield. Let's just say I know right where it was. Anyway, it is, and it was actually in an area where there were later complaints about people going in and setting up stills. Yeah, so come on down, Franklin County, Virginia, the land between the lakes. If you love fishing and hunting and camping and the country, you'll love Franklin County, Virginia. So come on down. Yeah, get some Franklin County, Virginia. Anyway, so I hope y'all are having a great day. God bless you. Good luck and thanks for tuning in. Last night's For Liberty with Nick was a slam dunk. The first hour, they had Nick had libertarian candidates Spike Cohen on. He's their vice presidential candidate. A few weeks ago, he had Joe Jorgensen on. And also, Nick has also had Vermin Supreme on his show. If you ever never heard of Vermin Supreme, you should, how should we say, you can Google that and find that for yourself. But anyway, here we go. More news and information that you can believe. While the riots are going on in New York City, and the police choose basically to drive by while people are being shot at with fireball, what do they call those things? Something or another. Roman candles, is that what they're called or something? And they shoot flaming fireballs and throwing firecrackers and basically causing creating mayhem and whatever, looting and scooting, assault and battery and everything else. And the DA and the police just let the perpetrators go as if they're whatever. However, if you're in New York City and you protest and peacefully counsel women outside of a Planned Parenthood abortion clinic, you get arrested and go straight to jail. Pro-life advocates Devlin Beatty and Edmi Chavez were arrested May 30th on the sidewalk outside Margaret Sanger Planned Parenthood Center in Manhattan. The center of death and destruction and genocide of the black race. That's right. Hey, did you know and realize Planned Parenthood murders about 320 to 350 blacks a day? Black babies that are aborted. A sad state of affairs. Beatty and Chavez were arrested because they were allegedly not social distancing. You know, basically, hey, they're almost like a candidate that's trying to talk to somebody and get their signature, maybe try to shake their hand or give them a fist bump or something along those lines, and squirt, poop, slop. What happens? What happens, ladies and gentlemen? They get the hammer thrown down on them. While the looters and the thugs essentially get a free pass. So, yeah. It's crazy. In New York City, you can loot like hell, not go to prison. But if you attend a funeral, or if you go to church, you're going to be arrested. But if you go abort your little baby, hey, that's okay. You know, we'll give you a Red Lobster certificate. Who in the hell knows what all, you know, Planned Parenthood does? $500 million from the American government every year goes to Planned Parenthood to support the abortion industry. It is totally, it's disgusting. And you may not believe it, but to me, it is murder. You know, we need a heartbeat bill. We need a brainwave bill. We need to bring in the basics of what we consider the end of life. We need to take those basics to the beginning of life. And that, you know, some of that may happen, and it may not be a good thing, because let's be honest, you know, what are they going to do? Start cut off elderly people from their medication, their medical devices, you know, and treatments, because they can't survive without it. You know, today, you know, basically, you know, one of the things that abortionists do, and when a baby is born alive during an abortion, they murder that baby. Here in Virginia, you can have a ninth term abortion on demand today. Now think about that. That's, wow. Talking about being anti-human, that's just, wow, that's unbelievable. Anyway, so Beatty said that de Blasio and Andrew Cuomo, governor of New York, are just pushing an agenda. They do not really care about saving lives. And that is absolutely true. BLM, Black Lives Matters, should be more appropriately named Big Lying Marxists. The so-called systemic discrimination that Democrats claim we have in the United States, it can't be found. It's a, how should we say it, ladies and gentlemen? It's that magical unicorn that liberals always point to. But yeah, pro-lifers and Christians seem to be attacked more often than the thugs who need to be kind of reined in because of their personal property, the destruction of personal property, the assault and battery, and the violence that people are committing today. Meanwhile, nearly 70% of Americans say major changes or a complete overhaul is needed in the criminal justice system. However, only one out of four want to defund the police. I think the first thing we have to do is to change our policing model to one of de-escalation instead of escalation. However, we're not dealing often with rational people at rational times at rational events. So everything is up in the air when you go on some of these police calls. Now, the Washington Post has kept a database of all shootings since Barack Obama made such a wagged the racist dog while he was president and started to demonize police. If you notice, that only changed when attacks on police were escalating and there were essentially shootouts in the streets. I believe that was down in Texas where one gentleman had, how should we say it, where one gentleman was murdered policemen. And then he got cornered in a building structure, a garage type place. And he must have had pretty good cover because the police couldn't get to him without shooting him. So they sent in a robot with a bomb. Yeah. But what we do know is that the political forces behind a lot of this stuff has one thing in mind, and that is to end the Trump presidency. So Trump is not either reelected or is removed from office for one reason or another. So, yeah, I believe we have to drop the basically, I would call it the Israeli model of a criminal justice. But we have a problem, with making changes in government. We now, and if you're not aware, the modern penal system was pretty much designed and brought in by the Quakers in Pennsylvania. Within a few years, the Quakers themselves saw the writing on the wall and knew that they made a mistake in their handling of the criminals and the way that the government was changing and morphing the system that the Quakers wanted to bring in into what we see today. Basically, a warehouse in a nation where the average person commits three felonies a day, sometimes even before they leave the house. Of course, another piece of the problem are the standards and the hiring standards of police officers. That's right. Police officers and their hiring requirements, I guess is a way to describe it, is the police officer can't be too smart. In other words, you don't have the smartest cops that you could have. And that's a problem. Because a lot of a policeman's job is using discernment and having to adjust everything he does to the situation at hand. And when you have police officers that are not as smart as they should be, because the state or the county or the city says, well, we can't hire the smartest people because, well, they'll get tired and leave the job and boredom and everything else. And I would say that it is a 100% falsehood. I believe that people that become police officers do it because they want to protect their own communities. You know, we can't have people that have an 85 IQ. Remember, the military won't take anybody under IQ of what, 70? Is it 70? Because they're not trainable. Because they don't have the mental capacity to learn a system and rules, regulations, equipment, you know, name it. You learn something in school. When you get out in the field on the actual job, that's why I say there's always like these three or four types of education. You know, you get to the schooling and the book learning. And that's one type of education. And then you get to wherever or whatever job you're going to be on, and you get trained for that job in some kind of training session. That's another type of education, right? What is then becomes the reality of on the job. And when you get to that point, a person has to learn to adjust what they do and bring together all three layers of those different types of education to make sure that they do the job properly. And I believe that hiring lower IQ officers do not have that ability to adjust and discern the what they do on the job, because everything they do on the job is a variety. It's a little different. It's never quite the same. And you never know when you're gonna run across stupid. Yeah, people act stupid sometimes, don't they? Let's see. Meanwhile, the Chuck Schumer has signaled that the Democrats will block the GOP police reform bill because the DNC wants to eliminate the police. It's not a question of restructuring. They just want to completely shut down the police. And we'll have to go back to vigilantism. These folks are even too stupid to see and understand. They're creating the situations that like happened with Aubrey. Ahmaud Arbery? Is that what his name? In Georgia, where citizens, rightfully so, were trying to figure out what this man was doing in their neighborhood when he was seen exiting a residence that was under construction. It's my belief that he was there to spot and steal. And whether he was going to steal it right then or whether he was going to come back later that night, I don't know. I can't say. All I know for sure is that Mr. Aubrey had a history of shoplifting and, you know, breaking and entering and on top of that being aggressive and belligerent to police. So if you want to defund the police, you're going to have more and more individuals who don't have the training, who may not have the patience to deal with someone, you know, in those situations. So, yeah. The sad thing is, two groups of stupid died that day. Of course, Mr. Aubrey, and his stupid actions, and the stupid actions of the individuals that were kind of trying to keep track of him and go after him. And because of the suspected entering and trespassing and, you know, he's in the neighborhood. Other people, you know, there's been a lot of calls in that neighborhood, including guns stolen out of trucks and all this stuff. So I don't know if he was involved in that, but it's certainly clear the community, the locals right there on that street, you know, they had a problem with somebody coming in their neighborhood and stealing stuff. It's a shame. It's truly sad that this guy had to lose his life and that these other gentlemen that chased after him are essentially, they're not going to lose their life, but they most certainly are going to lose their liberty. So, yeah. So, yeah, I saw this the other day. I started laughing. The Chinese Communist Party aims to rewrite the Bible to create a new version of Christianity. Oh, well, talk about a coming world war, maybe just over that. As the Chinese coronavirus distracts the world, the Communist Party has ratcheted up its crackdown on religious freedom. And sources say Xi Jinping, president of China and the CCP party leader, is working on rewriting the Bible itself to create a new version of Christianity shorn of its transcendent visions and values. Hey, it's the Communist Christian Bible. Hey, I'm just trying to figure out what more idiocracy we're going to get in this world, huh? Yeah. Yesterday, primary here in Virginia, where four Democrats are vying for the 5th district nomination. I haven't seen the results on that stuff yet, and it really doesn't matter to me. I'm running against the party, not the person. Because the truth is, you can't send a corrupt political party or one of their other members, so that non-profit private corporation, to Congress and expect them to work for the people of the district. I've come up with a campaign song. You know, most songs have a campaign of a slogan or a song. And of course, I've got a couple slogans, but one of my campaign song, yeah, I'm stuck in the middle with you, ladies and gentlemen. I'm an independent. I'm stuck looking at the lunacy of the left and the righteousness of the right. And here you and I, the American people, stand in between these two corrupt private parties that have essentially stolen our nation. The failure of the Democrat and Republican parties are as clear as the failure of the Democrats in 1865 when they lost the Civil War to enshrine slavery in the South and enshrine slavery in the United States. The party of Tim Kaine, the party of Hillary Clinton, the party of Joe Biden, Alexandra Cortez, the party of Ilhan Omar and Rashid Tlaib. They belong to the party of the Confederacy. It's only appropriate and it's only fitting that in this 21st century that the Democrat Party would reveal itself once again to be the agents of hate, discrimination, and division. We'll be right back. Station promotions and phones are right now.
Everybody, it's me, the Fetch, host of Inside the Eye Live. Before the Sunday mainstream media political pundit talk shows, there is Inside the Eye Live, where we break down some of the weekly mainstream media talking points before the talking points even get aired. Add in some entertaining stories, weather, cats, intriguing and informative guests, and you get one of the most listened to Saturday morning streaming media political talk shows going today. And it's all right here on our flagship station, Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. So join me, the Fetch, for Inside the Eye Live every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern. It is truly intelligent media for the politically aware.
Please, Achtamundi, I... Hi, Karl Marx here. I am all seriousness today, my friends. There is this show you must not listen to. The ultimate remedy with this guy, LB. This guy has figured me out. I hear it on Tuesday, and he is telling the truth. I mean lies. Stay away from this guy. Where's my good hairbrush? Anybody see my... Mama!
Want to learn more about the Marxist agenda and other important stuff? Listen to The Ultimate Remedy with L.B. Bork, Tuesdays, 6 p.m. Eastern, right here on Revolution Radio.
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyalty? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty! Oh, give me!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partners are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given right, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point. On Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw, hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, in Studio B at revolution.radio.
I want to thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution, Revolution Radio!
All right, let's show them what we got here.
thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
Yeehaw! Come on down, everybody. Welcome back. It's the Revolution in the Morning Show live from Franklin County, Virginia. Yeah, come on down to visit Smith Mountain Lake, or how about Philpot Lake? Do you like deep sea fishing and warmer, kind of not cold, cold mountain water? Striper fishing, striped bass and all kinds of stuff. Smith Mountain Lake, 20,500 acres, over 500 miles of shoreline for your boating pleasure. Don't forget Philpot Lake at Fairy Stone Park. Hey, do you know what a fairy stone is? Well, maybe you should look it up. So come on down, man. I'm telling you, oh, I love Philpot Lake. It's not super deep, but it's right on the edge of the Blue Ridge Mountains. And in August, hey, tell you what, in August, the water coming out of that dam into the Smith River, fishing zone for trout and bass and everything else. Below the dam at Philpot Lake, man, the water's so cold it almost turns you blue in the summer. It's like those Maine lakes, man, they're just beautiful and clear. So if you like to do walleye, if you like to fish for walleye and other stuff, yeah, man, Philpot Lake's another great place to go. And trout in Philpot Lake. So, yeah, come on down. Freedomslips.com, revolution.radio, and Franklin County. Yeah, for your enjoyment and your pleasure on this day. So, ladies and gentlemen, what other news and information we got coming here on the Revolution in the Morning show? We're streaming live from Southern Virginia, and if you want to start your own radio show, if you are tired of being voiceless, you can come and join Revolution Radio and try your hand at broadcasting. Of course, you know, generally you need a pretty big you need a knowledge base, and you need a niche, and, you know, let's be honest. We all have a lot of information that we've learned through our lives that other people should hear so they can live a better life, so they can be more aware, so they won't be lied to and found wanting later. So come on down and join us, Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. And join us. There's a chat room. You can sign in. I don't know if they've opened it back up or not. So, yeah. What? Basement 5 is driving by? What do you mean driving by? You coming down Interstate 81 from up there in Vermont? Oh, man, you didn't drive the extra 20 miles? To have lunch. Oh, man. Anyway, Basement 5, hey, if you're down in this area, come on, you're welcome to stop by. So, yeah, those names are dirty words. May Street in the chat room said, Mitchell, those names are dirty words. I put them in my May Street dirty word book. Now, you know. Okay, hey, thanks, May. Oh, man, oh, day. I'm telling you, it is a crazy world we live in. Hey, thanks to Tata Dave. Yeah, Mitch, 2020, ballots, not bullets. So remember, ladies and gentlemen, that you can change the world. It's not an easy thing. And far too often, a good deed goes punished. And they should not be punished. Good deeds, you know, we need more random acts of kindness. So remember to come on down and be the one. Be the one that changes the world for the better. Because I know you can. I really do. Donald Trump has challenged Joe Biden to take a cognitive test, according to one report. President Trump has reportedly questioned the mental fitness of presumptive Democrat nominee, former Vice President Joe Biden. In recent days, Trump suggested that Biden would fail a simple cognitive test administered to Trump in 2018. The Washington Compost reported Tuesday that the president recently made comments to several White House aides hinting that he did not believe Biden would pass the cognitive exam administered by his White House physician in 2 years ago, as 2 years ago, as part of his physical exam, annual physical exam. The president has, referred to Biden as Sleepy Joe. Now, remember, Joe Biden has always had his foot in his mouth. He has always had gaffes. Joe Biden has always been a second-rate politician. This year is no different, ladies and gentlemen. Remember this: how this political system works. Donald Trump is not their ideal candidate. However, that said, Donald Trump has been caught in the presidential brainwashing machine, just as the congressional and Senate brainwashing machine, over time, changes the morals, the basis of why that person is there, losing leadership, and essentially being conned into believing the information that he is getting from his staff. It's essentially like sending somebody off to college. Imagine sending an innocent person that doesn't looks as the system as this non-corrupt loving and giving governmental system that they believe we have. Politicians that believe that are no good to me and you, and no good to any of their constituents, because they're going in to become part of that gang, not to stand up for the rights, the privileges, and the morals that come from their district areas. We see Democrats. We see how they lie with immunity, saying that we have sovereign immunity. That's something I talked about yesterday, and I was laughing a little bit because, hey, who else talked about it? Spike Cohen last night on For Liberty. Yeah, crazy, crazy stuff, isn't it? Donald Trump has signed an executive order suspending certain work visas through 2020. I'm not sure the order applies to H-1B, H-2B, H-4, and L-1 visas, along with certain types of J-1 visas. It's, the H-1B visas are used for skilled workers and are common in the tech industry. And it is the largest visa program that we have for workers here in the United States to come in and stay. Far too often, that system is abused, and people come in, they work their contract, and they never leave. They essentially come in on one of these work visas, and after they're done with their job, they become illegal immigrants. They become people that are essentially stealing jobs from the American people, suppressing the wages of the American people, who we have to remember, the only thing that gets you a pay raise is if they're really worried about you leaving and going to another job. At least that's mostly from my experience. You know, employers are, you know, they're there to make money off the people they employ. And that's how that works. But hiring foreign nationals and bringing them in to undercut the wages and the jobs of the American people, oh, hell no, should be totally illegal to start with. H-2B visas apply to seasonal workers. H-4 visas are given to spouses of H-1B visas. Yeah, so the H-1B for the foreign skilled worker, and the H-4 is given to their spouses. And of the H-1B visas, J-1 visas are given to researchers, scholars, and other specialized category, such as AU pairs, while L-1 visas are used for executives transferring to the United States from positions abroad with the same employer. Roughly 300,000 J-1 visa recipients come to the United States every year. And I guess they're allowed to stay as long as they're on the job. Yeah. Right now, what was it, 48 million allegedly signed up for unemployment? And we're bringing in foreign workers to undercut the labor market here in the United States. Makes zero sense, doesn't it? It only benefits one group of people, and that is the corporations that have essentially learned to rape your government and rape your economy. It's really a sad thing. So let's also, you know, illegal immigrants. You know, one of the this is where the libertarians and I kind of have a split, because I believe in a wall. I don't want to build a wall, but I believe because of the disrespect of the American border by millions of individuals across this world, that we must build a wall. We have to stop the flow of drugs, hard drugs, one way or another. You know, if you want to be honest, you know, drugs have been used as weapons against countries and societies long before the United States was even founded, I believe. Was it? No, it may not have been. I'm thinking about the British, you know, and the heroin and the opium in China, where, you know, the British essentially got a whole nation addicted. And today, China is busy sending fentanyl to Mexico so it can be brought into the United States by warlords in Mexico. I call them warlords. They're not cartel members. They're not cartel leaders to me. They are essentially warlords that have a business model that is based on criminal activity. And to their warlords, because they have to use violence to keep control of the markets that they're involved in. That's just the absolute truth that we needed. Of course, this past week, one of the cartels was raided by Mexican police looking for its leader, and they scooped up his mother. and they're holding his mother. This really kind of broke his heart. And who was this warlord cartel leader? What was his gig? They stole gasoline on massive scales. They would literally blow up pipelines and drill holes in them and whatever else they could do to, steal. You know, gasoline coming through the pipeline and divert it for their own profits. You know, these cartel warlord leaders, you know, they have all kinds of different business models. And some of those business models even include avocados. Yeah, so they're making green with green avocados. So they're not really green, though, because the way their operation runs, it's not very environmentally friendly. What other news and information we got here? Joe Biden's ally, Christopher Coons, the Democrat from Delaware, says that they want to end the use of the filibuster in the Senate if Joe Biden is elected president. Even though in 2019, he said, no, we shouldn't do that. It might not be a good move. Yeah. So right now, one of the reasons that the Democrats are so fearful of Donald Trump is because during the reign of Traitor 44, Barack Obama and the Democrats consolidated a lot of power in the seat of the presidency. So after the accidental election of Donald J. Trump, they only had two problems. Yeah. After the election of Donald J. Trump, Democrats were in real trouble, weren't they? Yeah, they lost control of the presidency by accident. This Baal cabal, really starting back with the intelligence services in the 1980s, we have had presidential selections. This is why I say it's probably a 80 to 85% chance that Donald Trump is going to be reelected. One of the clues to me is that, as I said earlier, putting up a second-rate candidate. I mean, let's be honest. They put Republicans put up Mitt Romney against Barack Obama. They put up who? John McCain. Remember the George W. Bush neocon PNAC years? Democrats ran who during that time? Al Gore, about 2000, right? And John Kerry, 4 years later. Two perennial losers. And they had always mostly been losers at that level. You know, you have to remember this political system that we have is akin to a farm system that the professional baseball uses. And what they do is they work people up the ladder, training them and getting them in cycle. And at the same time, protecting them, educating them, upgrading their game, so to speak, and standing behind them and paying and helping them. So, you know, you have to understand this, the political class that we have now that is pretty much kind of going into Congress. They've already been trained to go in and join this corrupted political system. Me, I'm the monkey wrench. Yeah, if you want to call me Monkey Wrench Mitch, you can. because I'm certainly going to throw a monkey wrench and gear every chance I get into the government machine and open the doors so everybody can see the corruption behind the scenes. That's right. We can do it, but we have to, we can change our government. And, you know, the whole thing that I see is that we have to have an honest government first before we can start and work and make changes. Because if we make changes in government and the changes are made by those who have corrupted the system, those changes will be, well, they will probably be corrupt. And one way or another, they will be, what do you call it? They will be etching this corruption into the government in a systemic fashion. It's a serious problem that we have here in the United States of America. Bubba Wallace dismisses the FBI's findings. It's a straight up noose, he said. Bubba, you're doing more damage to NASCAR than you could ever know. Period. End of story. According to the Hill, the EPA's emission rollbacks will be devastating for American health. Yeah. Meanwhile, the same group of people say, hey, we've got a vaccine. You can't opt out and you can't sue us because you we set up a special court that pays out tens of millions of dollars every year because of vaccines and their side effects damaging children and individuals. I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I know that in some cases, as I'll say, in some cases, a vaccine is somewhat of a good option. But it's my belief that in many, many, many of the cases, these vaccines are not needed. And the vaccines themselves short circuit and spoof our immune system, which how should I say it? Which we really don't know the full side effects of yet, because they haven't been really examined, and that's the honest truth. The big lying Marxist movement will not lead to a more equitable America. It will lead to more division, more distance between people here in the United States, because the simple fact is Marxism is not about bringing people up and supporting them. Marxism essentially is, how do you want to explain that? Or how should I explain that? I'm really not versed real well on Marxism, mostly because of, you know, the systems and the countries that it had been in were total authoritarian, totalitarian shitholes. But today, our politicians and our political class, they're afraid to speak to you the way I do. They're afraid to say their straight truth, because everything a professional politician does is measured. It's weighed, making it just a fake show for you and the people so they feel good that they voted for somebody. Can't send kinder, gentler, corrupted people to Congress. You have to send the hammer. We'll be right back. Station promotions. Sure.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
She travels to Earth through the rainbow crystal bubbles from the furthest reaches of space and time, across the dimensions through the elements and in harmony with the colors of the universe. Through her mastery of abstract stream of consciousness malapropisms, she weaves a web of comic, satiric, cosmic conversation. Her subjects can range from Norman, the goose next door, to astrology and earth changes and into the deep recesses of the soul matrix. She holds a wealth of knowledge on herbs, plants, and astrology. Join Mona and her guests on Adventures of a Feral Hippie as she touches the earthly radio waves 5 days a week at 2 p.m. Monday to Friday on Studio B at Revolution Radio.
Be evasive.
But that doesn't mean that they're telling the truth as opposed to fiction.
And Genesis chapter 6, verse 4. And there were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came and unto the daughters of men, indicating that there were giants before the Nephilim.
And sons of God, plural. They weren't talking about Jesus coming down.
No, that's right.
I'm Steve Crawford, host of Factor Theory Live. Join me every Sunday night from 10 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Check it out.
Hey, Karl Marx, how you doing, man?
Yahoo! I am good, I'm good. I just need a little trim.
Okay, hey, no problem. Caper over the ears, huh?
Yeah, that is right. I want to keep the lion effect. But kind of wind blow, too, you know? I got a photo shoot. How's business, huh, Bubba?
Well, I want to thank you for sending all your socialist buddies on in here.
Yeah, well, I was thinking of trying some jab. What do you think, Bubba?
Want to learn more about the Marxist agenda and other important stuff? Listen to The Ultimate Remedy with L.B. Bork, Tuesdays, 6 p.m. Eastern, right here on Revolution Radio.
Find some comfort at Willow's World. A variety of news, commentary, and poetry at Willow's Poetry Corner, where there are comfy cushions and a tempting selection of delectable comestibles. A show that's quirkily and quintessentially British, with a unique twist featuring Willow Andreasen, your host. Join Willow Mondays and Thursdays, 2 till 4 p.m. Eastern Time, Studio A.
All right. Thanks for listening while we take that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Yeehaw! Good morning. Welcome back. It's the Revolution in the Morning show. Hey, we got about 25, 26 minutes left, so let me not waste any words. Let's see what news and information we got going on. If you didn't hear, massive earthquake in Mexico yesterday, a 7.7 magnitude earthquake struck southeastern Mexico, right along the border, where the plates, where there's a subduction zone and a strike plate meet. One subduction zone means that it's going under the continental shelf, and I believe the strike plate means that it's sliding along that fault line. And actually that fault that is the strike fault is sliding north towards the United States of America. So, yeah. I hope they all, I hope there weren't a lot of, I haven't seen many reports of injuries and deaths, which is good. There seemed to be a lot of rocks and some broken buildings, but yeah. I hope everybody turns out okay down there, and God bless them. And man, I've been in a little miniature earthquake, a really little rocker, not a roller. It was just a rocker. This thing was probably rocking and a rolling. Let's see what other news we got in here. The Minneapolis Police Union says its members have been scapegoated by political leaders. And there is no doubt that Jacob Fry and others in the Minneapolis government have essentially thrown the police under the bus. Yeah, the truth is, George Floyd died of heart failure during a struggle with officers, probably because of the drugs that he was on. That really sucks. Just as this, I saw something the other day, or this morning, I should say. I was reading an article. I haven't quite got to it yet. In fact, let me bruise over here to it real quick. oh my gosh. How in the hell, or what in the hell is the matter with these people? So they're calling the riots that started in Minneapolis over the death of George Floyd, the 1619 riots. In other words, people are saying that people are trying to claim that the United States of America, which didn't exist in 1619, started slavery in these United States. A bold-faced lie. These are the propaganda mind control artists at the New York Times, better known as the Langley Newsletter, where when the CIA, the FBI, or other some intelligence service wants to prepare the ground that we're going walking forward into the future, they put out opinion pieces. They leak. Have a media leak strategy. So any news story you see anywhere in any newspaper shouldn't be taken at face value. That's unfortunate, because that means we can't trust the journalists. We can't trust the organizations that are supposed to be the fourth estate. And to prevent this abuse of freedom of America. Yeah. That's gone pretty far out the window, hasn't it? What other news and information we got here? Oh, yeah, I saw this the other day. Former NFL safety Burgess Owens, who spent 10 years in the NFL, is now running for Congress in Utah. He expressed his disgust with the NFL and Commissioner Roger Goodell after Goodell recently started pushing for the league to make a place for former San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick. Another strategic failure by a business based on money. Okay, based on money. So Goodell told Sports Illustrated that Kaepernick should be picked up pretty much by teams. Anyway, Let's see. Burgess Owens. Snapping to, said that if Goodell wants Kaepernick to come back, if they allow players to kneel during the national anthem, I will not watch the game. Owens, who is black, supports President Trump's opposition to players kneeling for the national anthem. In fact, he went on to say that if it was a meritocracy, he would be out there anyway. If he would work hard, he would prove himself. He wouldn't be taking someone else's position. We're looking at affirmative action for a Marxist. We're approving their ideology. This was Owen's words. I pretty much have to agree. If you look at what Tim Tebow did and how he was treated by the NFL and then cast aside, the Denver Broncos said the NFL didn't like his essence. The essence of Tim Tebow is Christianity. Evidently, they love their Marxists at the National Foosball League. Bump, 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 bump. Let's see, a crisis like no other, as the International Monetary Fund sees an even deeper global recession, warns of markets disconnected from reality. Nah, no shit, really? Wall Street disconnected from reality? That's been this entire century. This bullshit with the stock market and the changes in evaluations and what is and isn't a worthy stock to hold, all of that went out the window when the dot-com bubble was driven through the roof and then popped and collapsed. Since then, we have never gone back to the standard and normal evaluations for stocks and their prices. Yeah, pretty crazy stuff, isn't it? Rayshard Brooks' alleged mistress has been arrested for suspicion of setting fire to the Atlanta Wendy's. The girlfriend of Rayshard Brooks has been taken into custody for suspicion of setting fire where Brooks was killed on June the 12th. Brooks' girlfriend, Natalie White, arrested after a warrant was issued on June 20th and surveillance video showing her inside of another store. Not 100% sure how that works or what that is, but authorities say she is partly to blame for setting the fire according to the Wendy's. According to the Daily Mail, Brooks was married, but on the night he was killed, he told officers he was there to pick up food for his girlfriend, Natalie White. Yeah. Okay. All righty then. Of course, Mr. Brooks assaulted and battered two police officers as he was going to be arrested for driving under the influence, which would have violated his probation parole and sent him back to prison. That might not have happened because of the coronavirus, but the truth is he didn't want to go to jail. So he fought the police. And he got shot. That really sucks all around. Really does. The Atlanta prosecutor in Atlanta has filed murder charges against the officer. And, of course, those will be probably thrown out just for the simple fact that it didn't reach that that level. Maybe manslaughter, but certainly not murder. Let's see what other news and information we got here. Oh, yeah, we'll save that one for a minute. GNC, that vitamin place in the mall, going bankrupt. And what do? They plan to sell itself. That's right. Hey, I'm so broke, I can't pay attention. Do you want to buy me? No surprise, GNC Holdings, Inc. filed for bankruptcy protection last night, intending to sell its business and shutter over 1,000 stores. The health and wellness brand, based in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, founded in 1935, expects the Chapter 11 process will benefit its stakeholders and best position the company for long-term success. Another corporate debtor company that didn't save its money and use its own money and has essentially got into a massive debt trap and is dying on the vine as people try to save what little money they can squeeze out of GNC. The company said it reached an agreement in principle for the sale of the company's business with the starting bid price of $760 million. GNC estimated its total debts at $895 million and total assets of $1.4 billion. It doesn't matter if your worth and your assets are, remember, your depreciating assets are worth $1.4 billion if you've got $900 million of debt to service. Pretty stupid if you ask me. The company said it plans to close 8 to 1,200 of its 5,200 retail locations in the United States. Meanwhile, money can't buy a movement as Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez trounced MCC in the New York primary. Well, of course. I expected that. Mostly, ladies and gentlemen, because she is a straight-out Marxist. And MCC, Michelle Caruso Cabrera, a former CNBC correspondent, was more of a line of a traditional Democrat. So, yeah. Of course, Ocasio-Cortez tweeted out, "When I won in 2018, many dismissed our victory as a fluke. Our win was treated as an aberration or BC, my opponent didn't try." Or because, right? So from the start, tonight's race was important to me. It was so important to her that one of the debates that she had, she made the media leave so they couldn't report on her debate performance. Pretty damn pathetic, if you ask me. The U.S. is drawing up plans to slap in tariffs on $3.1 billion worth of European products. Back in November, the World Trade Organization announced that the U.S. could legally retaliate against the EU by slapping new tariffs on some $7.5 billion in European exports as punishment for the Europeans providing illegal government subsidies to Airbus. At the time, we warned that this was like throwing gasoline on a fire. And, you know, here's the problem. If the governments assist the corporations in other states and other nations, does this effectively mean that the merger basically of the German government in with the corporate sector, for example, Airbus, and providing them all of this beneficial stuff? Remember, Volkswagen and Mercedes-Benz and other European automobile and truck manufacturers banded together and were sharing technology among themselves to improve diesel engines. And another way that another reason that the United States became, well, less competitive. But if countries are essentially going to go in partnership with businesses, everybody should realize and understand that is fascism. That's actually the classic fascism that we saw in Italy. Now, not to differentiate between the National Socialist Workers' Party in Germany when they embraced the industrialists. So this hand-in-hand of the government and the corporations. You know, in all honesty, can a argument be made that the United States is a fascist nation and not a democracy just for the simple fact that the two majority monopolies in the United States of America, the Republicans and Democrats, nonprofit private corporations, work with all other corporations to administer your government? Have you ever thought about it like that? Giving corporations special permissions and special rights and privileges that make them a successful business. Yeah, like a massive government bailout after the corporation has abused its financials for decades. Or corporations like Uber and Lyft and many other corporations that or Snapchat, another one. They don't know if they'll ever make a profit. They're there to gain market share and destroy true price discovery because they have billions of dollars to burn through while they lose money hand over fist. Those are not viable corporations. They should be deleted. The charters of these upside down corporations that we have today, they should be shredded. You know, if they're not making a profit, they need to carry their ass. And if the only way they can make a real profit is through tax manipulation, then there you have another problem. So corporations really don't pay the adequate tax that they should. So, yeah. Meanwhile, over in the UK, I believe this is this a UK issue? Let's see. The literary agency that J.K. Rowling wrote the Harry Potter books, okay? And she made a comment about transgender women and transgender men and issues. The authors, four authors, left the publisher, the Blair Partnership, because they were, they wanted JK to be sanctioned, to be hurt, to be chastised, by the corporation because of her transgender comments. So four people, or I should say, four authors have gotten together and they've left. Clearly, these people, these writers, don't give a rat's ass about free speech. But then again, you know, you're looking at corporate monsters and corporate money and people that have egos so big, well, they don't even fit in the room. Meanwhile, across the pond and across the channel, NATO has NATO 2030. That's right. Just when you thought it couldn't get any dumber, NATO is pushing for a United Nations style plan called NATO 2030. After helping blow up the Middle East and North Africa, dividing the Balkans into zones of war and tension, turning Ukraine upside down using armadas of neo-Nazis, and encircling Russia with a ballistic missile shield, the leaders of the Cold War relic, NATO, are trying to find how they can survive in this time. The truth is, the United States should withdraw from NATO. All of our troops stationed in Europe should be withdrawn. All of our bases there should be bulldozed to the ground, and that land either returned to the original owners or it should be sold. Yeah. The United States of America has, how should we say it, has enough firepower. And the realization that, you know, are we going to have, are we going to have conventional war or nuclear war? Or are we going to have both? You know we're going to have both. Any war that starts is started by men on the ground, and then the politicians take it to the next level. The question is it real? Is it another false flag, fake attack? Meanwhile, speaking of false flags and difference that we have, Peter Navarro, the Trump administration's lead negotiator, I believe, on the China trade deal, had come out and said the trade deal is over. Almost immediately, the White House reversed Navarro's comments because of the market gyrations. A massive show of force on Japan, as F-35 stealth jets, along with what appears to be some C-130s and others, were doing an elephant walk in Japan, which basically is the emergency launch of all of their aircraft in a quick fashion. Of course, earlier this year, there was another elephant walk with 52 Lockheed Martins at a base in Utah. And there have been other elephant walks. And I think there was a B-52 elephant walk, too, if I remember right. But the truth is, these are just exercises as we lead ourselves towards war. When it comes to the JFK assassination, what is the biggest fear that most Americans have? The fear that they will be labeled a conspiracy theorist if they do not buy the official government story that a lone gunman with a cheap bolt-action rifle assassinated JFK. Be a truth. God bless. Good day.
Revolution Radio.
Revolution Radio every Wednesday 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
Revolution Radio.
You don't see it, do you? How close we are to absolute chaos. The sick ones are sitting on their fat masses, eating and drink themselves into a stupor, polluting the world without a second thought while it goes down the toilet. Nobody wants to do the nasty work. You know, the shit that we all just think about. Most good citizens are just along for the ride and then bitch and moan and complain about everything when it doesn't work out. Not me. Get it done.
Revolution Radio. Where we do the nasty work. www.freedomslips.com.